Hey guys, thanks for being a part of the podcast here. If you do want to see the video version of the podcast, head over to YouTube there so you can see me as well as every guest that comes on here, and you can see us live and in action. Happy New Year! All right, I know I'm a few days late here because this came out a few days after the new year actually started, and you're probably tired of hearing Happy New Year. But I wanted to bring you something very valuable for you to kick off the new year with your goal of speaking better or speaking more. And I want to provide you three ways to help you get better at speaking on a daily basis, something or some things that you can do every single day to help you get better at public speaking. And they're simple. They're things that you can do right now. I mean, you literally could probably knock these out within 10 to 15 minutes. It really just depends on how much time you decide to spend on them. The more time you spend on each of these, the better. But these are three daily actionable steps that you can take to help you get better at speaking and articulating the message that you want to share with an audience on a future stage or one that you're already doing right now. So what in the world are those three things? Well, the first one is to converse and have some kind of conversation with somebody every single day. And I'm not talking about, hey, how's it going? Good. How are you? Good. And then you go on your merry way. No, I'm talking about actually digging in and having a conversation. What do you got going on this week? Or right now it's the new year. So you can say, what are your goals for this year? It's a great way to actually dive in and get to know somebody. But also when they ask you the question back, hey, what are your goals this year? You can start articulating on your thoughts for what your goals are this year and letting them know. And by putting that message out that, hey, my goals are X, Y, Z, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all these goals that I want to accomplish this year, and this is how I'm going to accomplish them. That's the key. Don't just say, oh, I'm going to get on stages. Oh, I'm going to speak better. Oh, I'm going to have better family time. What does that actually mean? Go into some detail on that, even if they don't go into detail. And I know this is going to seem really weird in a conversation that you're going to talk about yourself more, but I promise when you talk about yourself more and open up more about the reason why and what it's going to do in your life to accomplish these goals, it's going to help you better understand why you're doing it in the first place. And it's going to allow the person you're conversing with to feel like, hey, maybe I should open up. And it's going to make the conversation even better. And as you start sharing this more and more, this is getting planted in your subconscious mind, which in turn is going to help you with these goals overall. But it's also going to help you be able to articulate any kind of message as you share it on a stage, as you share it in a conversation. So that's the first one. The second one, which you probably heard if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, is to record a video. It can be 30 seconds, it can be 30 minutes, however long you want it to be, but record a video of your thoughts, of something that's going on in your life. It can be about anything, but recording a video daily will help you get better at articulating any kind of message. So when you are ready to get on stage, you will be able to articulate on any topic that you decide to speak on. I suggest you figure out a subject or a topic that you want to cover and you want to work to speak on a stage for that, but it can be anything at all that comes to mind that you talk about. Now start getting it more structured. Don't just think, you know, I'm thinking about the food I'm going to eat today and then just start talking about that. No, you want to try and get some structure to it as well. So think about, okay, I was thinking about this food today and then maybe find a story. And I was really craving it. My stomach was just churning and coming in on itself because I was so hungry and I even heard myself grumbling and I just couldn't wait to get that mac and cheese that my wife makes. That's just incredible when I got home for supper that night. And I clearly just made that up. You could come in with a story like that, but start sharing a story, start developing this more. Doing that one video a day will help you to be able to articulate and speak better as well. And then number three, write your thoughts on paper. Now you're probably thinking, wait, the first two was one, have a conversation with somebody. Second one was do a video. So I'm speaking of both of these, but now I'm not. I'm writing this down. Yes. Because in my opinion, at least, and I think a lot of people would feel the same way, it's a lot easier to speak something out than it is to write it down.
I know a lot of authors, and they find it a lot easier to write, and I say that in quotes, a book out when they speak it out versus actually writing it or typing it out. But when you start to type or write, I would suggest writing this, but if you type it, that probably could work as well. But you're not going to get as much muscle memory there, mind-muscle connection and all of that stuff. So writing it out, because you're going to have to really think, and this is going to slow down your thought process, and you're going to have to write it in a way that actually makes sense so you can go back later and read what you wrote and say, oh, okay, that message makes sense. But by writing things out, it helps you articulate in a way that you can go back later and understand. And when you're writing it out in that manner, it allows your mind to think about that. And as you start speaking, you can speak in a way that's not assuming the knowledge that's up here in your head that the audience is supposed to have. You are actually speaking in a way that they can understand, because right now you have something on your mind. And if you write that out, it'll make sense today. If you read it right back to yourself, right after you wrote it out, it'll make a ton of sense. But I bet if you don't give any context to what it is you were thinking about, what it is that was going on in that moment, if you read it next year, you'd be like, what? What? You'd be scratching your head, confused by that. So that's why you need to write out your thoughts as well, and write out things that you want to talk about too, because it will help you almost brain dump and really formulate all these ideas to make it much more sense for somebody that's not inside your head, because nobody is inside your head. So make sure that you're writing it out as well. So as you're going throughout your speaking goal for this year, because if you're listening to this podcast, you should be learning to speak better. And the three things that you can do every single day to get better is, one, speak to people, have random conversations that are more than just a greeting of a, hey, how are you, and going on your merry way. Two, recording a video every single day and working to articulate and tell stories and go in more depth than just maybe a 30-second video, but a 30-second video will work as well. It will suffice just to get that daily checkbox, if you will. And then number three is writing your thoughts on paper. When you write your thoughts on paper, it'll help you articulate your thoughts more, and this will help you be able to get better as a speaker. So those are the three actionable steps that you can start taking today and every single day for the rest of the year to help you get better at articulating your message when you go to speak in front of any audience. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Speaking Sessions Podcast. If you got anything out of this episode, make sure to leave us a review and share it with a friend. If there's anything you would like to hear on the podcast, please let me know. Shoot me a DM with your question or topic you want me to cover, and I'll make sure to cover it on a future episode. But with that, have a healthy and blessed day.